Welcome to the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 show for this week, brought to you by the King of Trucks in Rosetown, Mainline GM and Mainline Chrysler. Both worth the drive every time, guaranteed. And we can guarantee you we'll have a countdown of the top 10 teams in senior hockey in Saskatchewan coming up at the end of this show. But fellas, we got lots to talk about. I feel like over the last week, there was kind of a flip of a switch, and all of a sudden, like, social media got really busy. DMs are buzzing, and there's fight videos, there's goal of the year videos, there's save of the year videos. Like, senior hockey is buzzing.
And I don't know if you guys keep up with this, but I get this popping up on Facebook, this Blades of Steel. It's quite a followed group on Facebook. Like, there's thousands of people that follow this page, and they posted one of the fights this week and basically was like, senior hockey and SAS, these boys are serious. And there was like well over like a couple thousand, I think, comments on it. So pretty cool. It's out there that the boys are buzzing out in Sasky.
Where's that based out of? Do we know? Is that an Eastern, a Western, somewhere down south? We don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to have to I'll look into it and maybe give you an update the next show. But it's it's a big like hockey thing that's followed quite religiously by lots of guys. And it usually covers a lot of the NHL stuff. And yeah, they had a big post on it last week, and I thought it was pretty slick. Seniors alive and well in Sasky.
Speaking of serious, let's give a little plug action to our title sponsor, the King of Trucks, both of them. If you're looking for a used automobile, nice, dependable truck in this kind of weather, they posted that 2019 Chevy Silverado LT 1500, only 12,600 kilometers. And it doesn't have the price, but 12,006, that's for a truck. That's a baby.
I thought you were going to say they were asking 12 grand. I was going to text Shouty Scotty right now. And transfer
whoever
over.
Drove that drove it on Sundays to church, and that is it.
Yeah,
12,000 K in 3 years. That's 4,000 a year.
Oh yeah,
quick math. No, 90 a week.
That thing got waxed a lot. And in
looking at the rims, if some Baba or Guido showed up to church in this thing, they would get sideways looks. I don't know if it was the church mobile or what it was, you know, and the picture, it's like, it's a really weird picture. You know, when you're selling a vehicle, you do a few different angles.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if Shouty Scotty was just hit the deck on this one, but
guzzling.
He's down low and it's just the front of the vehicle and basically a tire. That's all you can see. So, but it's a hell of a, I think, you know, for a truck guy out there looking for a good used unit, 12,000 clicks. There's a little plug for the boys and girls in Rosetown.
Yeah, title sponsor, couldn't do any of these shows without them. And of course, all of our other sponsors like General Well, the top 10 sponsor, General Well Servicing out in Carnduff, home of the Red Devils. They were top 5 or 6 in the province. They lost this past weekend, guys. But yeah, we got lots of hockey to talk about. We've probably got close to another hour of senior hockey talk coming up. So why don't we dive right in, start talking about some of the leagues. And I want to start in what we call the, what do we call it again?
Super League.
Yeah, the Super League. The Long Lake. Some really big wagons in that league. Have you guys saw what's going on out in Drake? I cannot believe what I'm seeing out there.
I heard the CP Rail train wreck came into Drake, and that's just what's going down out there right now.
If you look at the standings, you really have to do a double or a triple take or wondering if someone slipped some acid because the Drake Canucks are at the bottom. They're 0-2 and they have 9 goals against, 17 against.
Wow. Mrs. Blair might have just been overfeeding the meatloaf to the fellas all summer long. Came in a little heavy, heavy boots.
The heavies, speaking of heavies, the heavies at Drake Meats, big supporters of that club, I take it.
Yeah.
They have to be showing up at the rink like the Danbury Thrashers, like when the Mafia guys would show up.
Trashers.
What do they call them?
Thrashers.
Thrashers. The Atlanta boys.
Yeah, they would.
Probably same deal in Atlanta.
Yeah.
They must be kind of the guys walking into the rink and they're standing there all intimidating, like being like, hey, this is unacceptable in Drake. to be 0-2, the bottom of the standings. So heads are going to roll in Drake. Full length leather coat style. There's going to be some stuff.
They've pepperoni, actually pepperoni sticks like nunchucks.
They've actually lost like 0-2-1. They've got an OT loss to Lanigan as well. Lanigan. They lost to Lanigan. No disrespect there, but would not. What would the betting odds have been on that happening?
Oh.
Lanigan would have been about plus 900. But yeah, Drake loses 7-2 to Wynyard on Friday. And then I think Saturday night, they lost 5-4 to the pesky Pirates in Lanigan. Game was in Lanigan. So Drake winless through three games. And I mentioned Wynyard beat them 7-2. That might be the team to beat. We'll have to see how they shape up the next time they get the Wadena Wildcats. But what Wynyard beat Drake and Foam Lake this past weekend. So they're humming out there in Wynyard.
They are looking good.
I'm going to associate the Lanigan Pirates win to big time supporter and guy I work with, Chad McDonald from Lanigan. He wore his Lanigan Pirates hoodie last week. He came into my office. He was pointed. And I said, yeah, you know, the boys are looking good for a young squad. And then they pull off that monumental win. So Chad McDonald, I mean, he might've wore that hoodie twice actually last week. That's what I'm going with. So him and John Keane, they can probably crack one and celebrate right now that Lanigan knocked off Drake.
So here's an interesting stat. Lanigan has played five games. They've got 10 goals for. And five of them are against Drake. So they've only got five games and their other four, five goals in their other four games combined. So I don't know what the hell happened there on Saturday night, but if anyone's got any inside info into what the hell is happening with Drake, Ducks. Did not see this coming. Our number one team in A champions last year. So yeah, the Long Lake continues to hum. I wanted to give a shout out to Michael Jordan, the leader in points.
Number 23.
I want to give a shout out to his son. I want to give a shout out to his son. He's dating Scottie Pippen's ex.
he's playing well, leading the league in points. Travis Mayen from Foam Lake. He leads the league in points per game, 4.33 points per game, three games, 13 points. And I think his teammate, Zadorodniak, it's not far behind him, three games and 12 points. And a little plug for Long in the Tooth Import in Wadena, Tyson Hobbins. He's top three in the league in points. I heard he was retiring again this year, but still getting it done.
Great man, by the way. Really a big Tyson Hobbins fan after the last month here. And I told you guys, I told everybody out there, do not sleep on the Davidson Cyclones. And what do? On the weekend, they host the Leroy Braves and slap them upside the head 7-3.
Davidson made them took them from the 10Ks to the 3Ks. Three goals that game.
So we should preface. We're recording this on Monday. There's a lot of games Tuesday night, including Drake and Wynyard. So by the time you hear this, those games might have happened. But just for time stamping, I guess we're recording this on Monday evening. Let's of Tuesday.
And I know we could have did this off the hop, but let's do it now. Just to recap, if you didn't tune into last week's, Rokenville and Willow Cree, where they are, and Davidson, I think, were the honorable mentions
and
last week.
Yep.
Okay. And then so 10 was Langenberg, 9 Drake, 8 Wainwright, 7 was Grenfell, 6 Wynyard, 5 Carnduff, 4 Wadena, 3 Balcaris, 2 Kindersley, and number 1 still Keniston. So that was the top 10 last week. There's going to be some changes this week. Has to be.
Big shakeup.
Drake, take a seat.
Oof.
Take a seat. Yeah, that was last week's top 10. Why don't we move into the next league on the docket? We've got 11 more leagues to go. So where do you guys want to head to next? How about the Twin Rivers?
The Northern Working Man's League. And we kind of called it off Mike, you know, just having a few beers, we kind of said something's up with Birch Hills there after that opening loss, because they got thumped 9-0. I don't know if the, you know, boys were stuck in PA, if there was a weather issue or what was going on, but they've won 4 straight now. They beat Roster on Friday, and the CBS team, Lavette, they beat them. So
Bears.
I Birch Hills is turning the corner.
And how about your boys at Willow Cree? Shank, they are rolling. No losses.
I wish they had Live Barn.
Yeah. And that,
I want to watch these boys play. You know, and see what they're all about. Yeah, Willow Cree playing out of Beardies, still undefeated. And then big plug to Kelly Shankarook's former squad, the Cudworth Tricky Maroons. Actually, no, he played for Waka. He played for Cudworth a bit too.
Waka Waka.
Two wins on the weekend versus Hanley and Allen. So the Tricky Maroons with a couple of wins there in the Twin.
Nice.
Still three teams undefeated. You got Kinistano 4-0, Willow Cree 6-0, like I mentioned, and the Dalmany Sabres 4-0. Some really big games this weekend. Some of these teams will no longer be undefeated as Cudworth hosts Kinistano. So Cudworth won a couple games, but Kinistano's undefeated. Dalmany 4-0. They're taking on the Barristers and Solicitors. And then Willow Cree hosts Birch Hills. Actually, all those teams could stay undefeated this weekend, but three of those big teams. I think that Willow Cree 6-0 hosting Birch Hills could possibly be our Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers game of the week, because Birch Hills has been awesome since that opening night loss, and Willow Cree hasn't lost. So I got that one circled on the old calendar for Friday night at Beardies.
Why wouldn't a guy?
Sask West Hockey League Kindersley wins over the weekend. I don't think nothing's new there. You know what? We joke about Keniston not having a lot of competition. It's almost getting that way with Kindersley, because they're now 6-0. The Clippers beat the pesky Bigger Nationals. Don't sleep on Bigger. Also,
there's only 2-1. Yeah.
2-1. Don't sleep on my Nats. You guys poke fun at me about Bigger. Travis Child, solid in net again. Stopped 35 of 36 shots. And then Shane Nygum led the Clippers up front. So he had 1-1. But senior Clippers are rolling.
Yeah, they played Wilkie Saturday night and kind of had that one circled as a potential game of the week. Kindersley walked away with a 7-4 win. So, yeah, two more wins for them. Travis Child turned away 32 of 36. So another good night for him. Johnny Calkins was named the Sask West Player of the Week. One goal, four assists that night. Nygum had three more points. Derzinski's scoring again. So that was a big game, big couple games for Kindersley. They look really good. I heard they could be or will be going A and plan on adding some studs. So they lost the B final last year to Outlook. Rumor has it Kindersley is thinking about stepping up to the big boy division.
They're all in, hey? They're going to make some moves. They're all in. Hey, Macklin, they had a win and a loss this weekend. They crushed Unity 12-2, but they dropped a tough one in Edam on Saturday 5-3. So they're still buzzing out there. Mitch Wall had 4-1, hoofed to 5 points that night. And your boys over there, your boy Danberg, 1-4. So they
Cody doesn't reply to message Danberg's. One goal, four assists. Edam over Macklin.
Edam. Jake Taylor been playing well too out there. Solid play. He's got a 9.52 save percentage.
I think he was a goalie for the Fort Knox Gold Rush. I think Don Chesney scouted him out there.
Yes.
In Junior B. But hey, Bigger got a win. They lost that game to Kindersley 2-1. Then they beat Crawford 6-3 at home. Jonathan Redlick had a 1-2 for the Nats. I know he kind of led the way. Brett Matlock. This guy faces more rubber than probably anybody in the province. 34-37 in the win. I guess Crawford's goalie played good too. Nick Amandrew turned away 39 shots out of 45.
Speaking of Bigger, fun fact. Hunting season just ended, boys. You know the world record whitetail was shot up there? Just letting you know.
The Hansen buck, Milo Hansen. There's a lot of stories about that. Like,
I know.
Behind the scenes.
Some fences, like, few trucks got ruined.
W5, what actually happened?
I love it. We have to do an interview with him. Bring him on the Nooner. But, boss, off of the Hansen buck here, I heard the most exciting seesaw game of the weekend took place in Corrobert with the Halford Hawks downing the Tigers 8-7 in OT. Man, what a game that would have been.
Yeah, I heard it was, I think it was actually, don't quote me on this, but I think it was like 4-0 at one point.
Ooh.
Just gonna see if I can find the game by game box. What do they call it? Box score guy.
Box score, yeah. Big box score guy.
Big box score guy. At one point, it was, I guess, no, it was kind of close the whole way through. It was 6-3 Corroborate at one point.
Still.
And then Hafford got it to 6-6. Yeah. And then Hafford went up 7-6, and then Corroborat tied it with a minute and a half left.
Wow.
So it's back and forth at the end. Ryan Schaefer, import from Las Vegas, Nevada, gets the winner in overtime. So
beauty.
Would have been a good game in the old Corroborat shithole there that night for sure. But yeah, that's kind of what's shaking down in the Sask West Hockey League. Kindersley, a team to keep an eye on. Probably number two last week. We'll see where they shake down here at the end of the show.
Yeah, I like Kindersley.
Hey, and moving over to our next league, fellas, maybe I was on to something in my preseason top 10 when I went out of my way to put the Odessa Vibank OV Bruins in the top 10, but the boys look good. They lost opening night. I think it was 4-2 against Belcaris. They haven't lost since. Couple wins on the weekend for OV. Sneaky, sneaky wagon.
Yeah, like Belcaris looks good again right now, but Odessa Vibank and convincing wins on the weekend, like 7-3 over Southie. Southie's no slouch. And then 8-4 doubling up Lumsden. So, yeah, again, I don't quite know. We haven't got any insider info on the Viennas, but I think you're onto something there.
They look pretty good. Yeah, they're 3-1, same record as Grenfell. Both those teams obviously won behind Belcaris, who's 4-0. Lumsden doesn't look great. They're 2-3, but I feel like we've talked about it. I feel like they tend to do this. They kind of just get through the regular season and then turn it up come playoff time. So I wouldn't be surprised if Lumsden does that. Milestone looks average this year. Bethune did get that win last weekend, but dropped their game this weekend, I guess, 8-5 out in Holdfast against Lumsden, I believe. And they had their game canceled tonight, Monday, against Belcaris due to weather. But I believe Tuesday night it's going down in Holdfast, Belter's favorite barn.
Love that place.
Yeah.
Boys will be buzzing.
Grenfell had the weekend off. Apparently the rink was going to be ready. Then the old-fashioned ice plant issue. So they're playing in Melville again.
Compressor.
Yeah, compressor. Shortage, right? Compressor shortage out there. It is compressor season.
Compressor season.
Melville, they're in playing in Melville again Sunday. I gotta give Melville a plug.
I just have to say, I said it was against Belcaris. It's against Bethune. So they're not playing the top team in the league. They're playing a team on the other end of the standings. So just wanted to clear that up. I was wrong earlier in the show.
The boy played in Melville last night. So that's Monday, that was Sunday night against their U13 team. And we played in this barn from the outside. It looked condemned. And I was like, is this seriously? Get inside. Oh, what a classic old barn. Really wide. Like I felt it was as wide as Notre Dame, like Olympic size ice. And yeah, so we cruised around the town of Melville to try and watch some football at 3 PM. Nothing.
Nada.
So, yeah. Not much going on in the old town of Melville. First time actually cruising through there. So shout out to the city of Melville.
Gotta have a Boston pizza or something.
Yeah. A&W.
They have a Western pizza and then the lounge didn't have TVs. So I don't get it. But the city of Melville workers there, and the rink was awesome. Sound system needs some work. But the ice, probably the best ice I've seen all year. Anywhere. Any kind of hockey, anything. So city of Melville, good on you.
Better than the Kinsmen in Regina with the droplets all over the ice, frozen all over the ice.
Yeah, speaking of condemned,
bad chicken. Yeah,
bad news bears.
Let me give a plug for the league leading scorer, honorable mention or potential candidate for player of the week, Kyle Stroh. I think he's played in OV for a while. 9 points on the weekend, 5 goals against Lumsden, just a casual 5-pack. He leads the scoring race by like 4 or 5 in the Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League. So I'm sticking behind the OV fellas. Keep it up, guys. Tangwin this year.
Your boys.
Sask Valley, the Blizz, the number one team in the province, 5-0. What happened there this weekend? Do we know a heck of a lot? They got the new website that they're breaking in.
Yeah, they They had a plethora of games. Keniston took care of Loreburn 11-3 on Saturday. So Keniston's still looking pretty good. But Friday night, I don't know if this is right or not. And we should have looked into this, and I should know this, but it says that Eston and Dinsmore tied 4-4. And then I like went into the box score and it was like no shootout, no winner. So I don't know if they don't do like a shootout to determine a winner, but it says 4-4 on their website. So
really, they got to change that rule. They got to have a shootout, man. Give the fans what they want.
I thought that we had a message. Someone had a message at some point that they lost that game.
Maybe it's one of their guys who runs the league website, but. Yeah, that was I'm talking about the Friday. They lost 5-4 to Outlook. Outlook beat Eston. Eston.
Scramblers, pretenders.
Okay, so they played Dinsmore. I said it ended 4-4. Dinsmore was tweeting heading into overtime, and then after the first overtime, headed into 3-on-3. So they must have like a 4-on-4, then a 3-on-3 overtime, which is weird.
And they just leave it as a tie? Weird. Doesn't make sense.
Very Sask Valley-ish, yeah.
It is.
Final 4-4. Five periods. The shots were 62-46.
Okay. Sask Valley, let's get on this here.
No more ties.
No more ties.
No more ties.
The league meeting, they're like, shootout, skills competition, we're not interested in that. Let's not give the fans what they want and have a little shootout to end it.
Hey, Boz, speaking of the Scramblers, I saw a tweet today from them about goal of the year, and I commented on it because it was garbage. I saw you do that in frickin' Friday Hockey, but it was at Jesse McCann, and I think. I heard a story. I'm going to let you elaborate on the story, but this is a crazy story.
Yeah, I guess... I'm not going to get into details on where this happened or who told us this story. Let's just give her, pretend it's a female and her name is Helen. So got a message from a lady named Helen.
Helen.
She's got to be over 60.
Yeah. Yeah. She drives a Zamboni, smokes cigarettes.
Just to church on Sundays. So Helen was at a rink somewhere in the Sask Valley League and a scout for the Edmonton Oilers came in.
Yeah.
And said that he was looking for the
Loreburn.
Loreburn rink.
Yeah.
Because Eston was playing Loreburn and he wanted to go watch a guy on the Eston Pretenders.
Yeah. Scouts in the stand. And he said, didn't he say they were like that what do you call it? How do you say his name? Meechan?
Junction.
Gold jacket, green jacket.
Whatever. Yeah. Mookie. But anyway, yeah. Not the Edmonton Rustlers.
He played professional hockey like for the last 7 or 8 years, right up until last year. But
maybe said scout, if this did happen again, a lot of crazy drugs out there in the world right now, kids, stay away from drugs. If this happened, maybe that Edmonton Oilers scout in quotations, air quotations. Maybe he's like got a buddy in the like the Turkish Elite League or wherever that other guy went last
Romania.
Week. He's scouting for one of those guys to get some bodies or East Coast. East Coast, man, is like glorified hockey or senior now. Guys are getting called up and called down and guys are over there and all that. I don't know. Maybe that's
the deal. It's like the East Coast, like senior to East Coast now. Like that's the call-up. And guys are saying, no, I make more money playing senior. Beat it.
The other thing I was thinking was maybe scout kind of found Helen attractive and was just trying to make small talk. It was like, hey, I'm a scout for the Oilers. Yeah. Driving through your town on a Friday night.
Regardless.
Helen, what up?
Regardless, Mitchin is now scouts in the stand guy the rest of the year.
I believe the story.
I do too.
Skeptical. I'm gonna believe the story.
I love it.
Proven otherwise, but
if that guy plays in the Oilers system this year, I'll eat a piece of my gitch.
I don't know. So but Eston kind of did Eston things this weekend. They finished with a 4-4 tie against Dinsmore and then lost 5-4 to Outlook at the Jim Cook on the road on Saturday. So, hey, congrats to Rosetown, King of Trucks out there. The Red Wings got a 2-1 win at home against Central Butte. So nice to see Rosetown put one in the win column. Eston had a 3-3, fellas. The Pretenders did get a win against Central Butte on Sunday. So
the Sunset Bay 3-3.
The Sunset Bay 3-3.
Arctic Spa 3-3. That's the new name of it. So yeah, Eston is busy this weekend.
Eston's played 6 games. They have 3 wins, a loss, a tie, and an overtime loss.
Sprinkling
the board.
Yeah. Eston, guys, don't forget, if you go into Arctic Spa Regina or Arctic Spa in Saskatoon, say you play on a senior team, they're knocking off like $500 to $1,000 off a tub. Depends what tub you buy.
Tom, you're on the senior team with the Nooner.
Yep.
That Meechan guy is 4th in the league in scoring, 19 points through 5 games, I think. Logan McVeigh leading the way. 5 games, 23 points for the Blizz. Jamin Jakubowski, 1 point behind his teammate with the Blizz. And I heard a rumor that our former guest and friend, Mike Perpich, he's not on the roster this year at this point. Remember last year his wife had to like saran wrap his knee together or whatever was going on there? Medical tape. Apparently, he's been waiting for surgery ever since. The fellas are trying to talk him into getting on the roster, make another provincial and playoff run. But as of right now, his wife is not willing to tape him up every weekend.
I want to know why the Minnesota North Stars aren't watching Logan McVeigh then, 23 points. Let's get the scouts out here.
It's the Wild, not the North Stars anymore.
I know that.
Beyond the point. Perpich might as well play then if he's not getting surgery. And
keep it up.
Probably not getting surgery in Saskatchewan for like a couple of years because people like walk into 7-Eleven here in sweats and drink big gulps at 8 in the morning and then they plug up our healthcare system. Again, besides the point, he might as well just play.
Yeah. K-tape. K-tape it up.
I wouldn't be surprised if he makes it back in time for a run. Wouldn't be surprised at all. Good local out there. So that's our Sask Valley update. Anyone else got anything to add on the Valley or should we move it along? Got to be some good games this weekend.
Some Ranger scouts out.
Move on to the newest D3 league in the province of the Wheatland.
The Sweetland. Yeah. Last weekend, just a few games. Craik snuck one out against the St. Brew Lake Lenoir rivals, gave them their first loss. The final was 7-5. For the Craik Warriors, Porcupine Plain beat Hudson Bay 5-1, but Hudson Bay was bragging about their save of the decade that they tweeted. Did you guys see the save? Like, it was a good save.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was, like, save of the year candidate or not. Maybe.
They like to pump their tires, same as
I wish they would have had volume so you could have, like, heard the
crowd.
Yeah, but save of the year out there in Porcupine Plain, or in Hudson Bay, sorry. Yeah,
shout out to Hudson Bay. The graphics department there really stepped it up this year. Yeah, people are noticing. People are
the
noticing
the old
what you're
screen
doing.
Recording. Yeah, it works every time.
Yeah.
Shane, you get anything from your friends out in Craik? Any goalie chucking under the bus? Or
been pretty quiet. Pretty quiet. Craik talk has not been buzzing. Let's put it that way.
I know Kenton Dooley played and he had 4 goals in that 7-5 win. So when Duels makes the trip from Calgary, I think Craik is a little more lethal.
Yeah. So he's not playing in Cabri?
Looks like he's on the Craik roster.
Oh.
It's crazy that our Div 3 insider didn't have that scoop last week, but
did not. Well, they were my insider in the White Mud was still talking about Dooley playing in Cabri. It's all I got to go with what the people tell us, fellas.
We're going to get someone suspended. Play up 2 leagues.
Somebody's going to get a freaking suspension.
Double the sticks and gas.
But good on you, Wheatland. Keep plugging away there, everybody. And send us some updates. I'm going to go to my D3 league up north, the scrappy Saskatchewan Prairie Hockey League.
Nice.
And teams are starting to play hockey there. How about Purdue? They've played 4 games. 0-4. Redbury, 0-3.
Something's got to give.
I got a question for you, Barney. How is Miota doing?
Miota doesn't play until April 28th.
2023.
No idea what's going on there.
December 3rd. This upcoming weekend, They get it fired up, so we can't wait to watch Miota take on Maidstone at home, Battleford Civic Center, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, Game of the Week candidate.
Am I on shrooms here? If you pull up the Sask Prairie Hockey League website, let's pause for a moment here. Pull up the.
I'm on it.
League website. Go to the standings and tell me what's missing there. The Miota Combines.
They're like not even in there.
Not even a zero across the board. Nothing.
Because they haven't played yet.
Just don't. Even
you still
have
put
them
in the standings.
You put them in there
at
zero zeros across.
They do whatever they want. It's the Wild West up there. Yeah, the Wild North.
Just give her.
it totally is. Turtleford, Battleford, and Maidstone all undefeated at 2-0. There's your Sask Prairie Hockey League report for Keys Taekwondo in Saskatoon.
Boys, while we're buzzing Div 3, let's go over to the Nauticu a little bit down south. And, oh, man, I had a big tweet this week about Tanner Nagel going to Hodgeville and maybe making them up to Div 2. But Friday night, Assiniboia, Team Moose just spanks Hodgeville 9-2. So I don't know what the heck is going on down there in Hodgeville, but Cornac beat Gravelberg 5-2. Avonlea got blanked by Woolworth 3-0 in Glentworth. So Saturday, though, big bounce back by Hodgeville. Herd Nagel had a great game, 7-3. That was in Hodgeville. Cornac beat Woolworth 5-4. That was actually went to OT. And again, Assiniboia smashing Avonlea 12-4. So,
were there any?
Go ahead.
Were there any ties?
No ties. No ties. Okay. It was an overtime game, and there was that Cornac Glentworth went OT, but there was a winner. I don't know if it went to a shootout or was done in, but no ties in the Nauticu. Apparently, Assiniboia has picked up a few more guys. Lots to choose from in Moose Jaw, right? They're looking super deep. They're looking super, super deep. And yeah, so they're looking good. I don't know if anybody's going to beat Assiniboia in the Nauticu Div 3 style, but yeah, that's what I got for you fellas in the Nauticu.
You know who Assiniboia is? Assiniboia is that team when you used to go to the ODR as a kid and one team would just be stacked with like kids in their bowers and, you know, good sticks and gloves and all that. And then the other team's got the kid, the one kid's not even wearing gloves. He's got boots on. And then the other team just keeps getting the better players. And then the kids that show up in a hoodie and jeans, they're on like the other team. That's what Assiniboia is just gonna run amok. They need to play some friendlies. So
and one weird pickup I heard about this week was Joey Vandesen came or Vandesen. I don't know how, but if I
Vandesipe.
No, well maybe they picked Hodgeville picked him up from Odessa.
Joey Vandesipe, he played on my rec team.
Okay, so apparently picked him up.
What would your rec team's record be in the Nauticu?
Yeah,
my rec team do? We'd have a win for sure. Well, maybe like only one win, but we'd have a win for sure.
Sound like you beat Hodgeville.
We're a wagon.
Speaking of finals in shootouts, let's go to the Sask Alta Hockey League. Dewberry and Hillman, they know what's going on in the Sask Alta. They give people what they want. In a shootout, Dewberry 8-7 over Hillman on Friday. Huge win for the Mustangs. Not really much else going on in that league this past weekend. Looks like Wainwright had the weekend off. Maybe a wedding.
I think Lashburn did too, actually.
Cattle country. Maybe they'd...
I think the fellas played.
Getting ready to go to Agribition. So Dewberry is atop the league at 5-1 just because they've played more games. Wainwright's still undefeated at 4-0. And there's a heck of a game this weekend in that one Friday that I like. It's Hillman St. Walburg, and then Saturday, Dewberry at Wainwright. Sask Alta.
Well, Boz, let's scoot back over to the White Mud Div 3 number 2.
Oh, I can hardly wait. Yeah.
Listen, leader, 25-man roster.
I'll take a leader of cola.
Canceled both their games this weekend. Lack of players. I think the boys got into the 50-milligram gummies and it just lasted too long and they couldn't get out of them. I know that feeling.
Maybe there was an asterisk there, lack of good players. Maybe all their best players weren't around.
They said that some guy, this is the good one too, that some of the boys work on the same shift. Couldn't get her off. and some were sick. Couldn't ice a 9-man roster. Canceled it both. Shaughnavan upset Gull Lake 6-3. Heard Gull Lake had everybody there, like the majority of their players, and Shaughnavan grinded out a big win. Frontier hosted Gull Lake the next night. Gull Lake won that one 5-2. This weekend, Gull Lake's traveling to Etonia. Leader plays in Maple Creek. Hopefully they got enough players to play.
Okay, I got to chime in here. Last week, we talked about a player who had a great performance for Gull Lake, Dustin Stevenson.
Yeah.
And I said something along the lines of, I don't know who he is. I more so meant, I don't know him.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay? Don't know who he is.
I got four or five text messages.
Angry.
Like, look at his hockey DB, bud. Like, he played, I think, probably 3 or 4 years in the American Hockey League, 5 or 6 in the East Coast. So, I mean, he's played competitive hockey. I wasn't shitting on him as a player. I was just more so alluding to the fact I don't know who he is. So, got a lot of messages for that one. Check the DB.
He's not Steve McIntyre. How are we supposed to know who he is?
He's a handsome guy, though, just looking at his DB here. Born and raised in Gull Lake, so my apologies, Dustin, for saying I don't know who you are, but I do now.
Sweet Dusty.
And I've checked out your elite prospects and your hockey DB. So let's move to the, I want to talk Big Six. The Big
Sexy.
Sexy. My favorite league in the province. No biases here. Big weekend. A lot of teams. A lot of action every weekend, it seems. Carnduff had two big games. One of them was a game of the week against Carlisle. They beat Carlisle 6-3 on Friday night in Carlisle. Fight of the year. As we shared that one out on our Twitter, that was two guys from Carnduff and Carlisle going at it. So Carnduff wins that game. Mooseman travels into Bean Fate and beats the Coilers. So big win for Mooseman on Friday. And then Mooseman, a couple other games, Wawota beat Arcola 12-2. Redverse beat Kipling 7-3. Saturday night, Mooseman gets it done in Carnduff, 9-7 on the road. Or sorry, it was in Mooseman. My apologies. In Mooseman, Red Barn Rangers, 9-7 against Carnduff. I heard Carnduff did not have all their guys. As you know, we tend to hear quite a bit of that. But that's a pretty big upset. The mighty have fallen with the Red Devils.
Sounds like the excuse of the week. Should start calling it. Didn't have all their guys.
It happens.
Would the Red Barn have just been hopping that night?
I don't know how late they're open. Like, it's not really a nightlife type thing. I bet you they're closed by 9-ish. But Sunday brunch, for sure, there have been a lot of paralyzers to be had and talks of the Saturday night game. But that was a surprise to me, that one.
Shink, did you talk about your I'm just looking at your tweet here, your Theodore. You were down there, you watched a little bit of hockey, and you gave out a couple shirts. I got to give a shout out to Dylan Johnson from Theodore. You gave him like for the physical presence. Like, the guy looks like an absolute giant. Like, I do not want to mess with him with that stash. And he looks like a beast of a human being.
Full disclosure, I only went for the first period because that's all my ride would allow.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty actually entertaining hockey game, back and forth. I thought at the end of it, when I saw the score, I was surprised. I thought Theodore, if I could have wagered after the first period, I would have sprinkled on the Buffaloes to win that one. But Langenberg, a big 6-3 win. And just everyone that we gave out a lot of Monday Nooner lanyards and the t-shirts, like you mentioned, and a hat and a few toques. So it was kind of in and out. Nice little barn there in Theodore, too. Didn't get to try the Rink Burger. But yeah, it was an in and out. Great game. But Langenberg's fast. Theodore, a little more muscle, I think.
They look it. They look like they got a few heavies.
I want to, we'll talk that league, Sask East. I just want to say that game with Carnduff and Mooseman, almost 100 minutes in penalties.
Wow.
Like, what is going on with these games? Every night there's
beatdowns.
There's some pent up energy in the Big Six for sure. And we did have a couple of nominations that we will want to get to at the end of the show. I know Bud Holloway leads the Big Six in points, and Kyle Garrigan is 1 point behind him. So,
hey, let's go back to the Sask East. And on Friday, just a couple of games, the Rokenville Tigers, no problem with Grandview, 10-1. Theodore, they 9-3 over Wapella. Then we talked about the big clash, the game of the week. Langenberg doubled up Theodore 6-3. Rokenville, guys, still undefeated.
Rock City.
5-0. Landenberg does have that overtime loss. So, and then Swan Valley is leading the North at 3-1 in the Sask East.
I think Jeff's boy for Rokenville, Jeff Odger's boy, has been lighting it up. I think he had a pretty big weekend. And we had 4 points against the Barts on Saturday. So another solid performance. We talk players of the week every week for the last mountain.
Was Jeffy coaching?
I would not be surprised to see Jeff on the roster at some point. Wow. Just seems like the kind of guy who just put his name on there just in case, right? He's the assistant coach. Boyd Wilson is the head bench boss, though, Belts.
Okay, well, it's good.
Oil can Boyd.
Oil can.
Legend. In Rokenville. Just mentioned the player of the week winning, and I dropped a couple of tarps off at the game in Theodore. The Last Mountain Distillery, thank you so much to them for sponsoring the tarps again this year. The Big Senior Hockey Guy tarps. And what do we got this week for the...
Mention this when we talked about their league, but in Foam Lake, Travis Mayan, not sure... 3 goals, 7 assists, and an 11-2 win over Lanigan. 10 points. Really. Take that, Daryl Sittler.
Napping it around.
Unbelievable. 10 points. I never had that in my career. That a boy, Trav. Out in Mydale. Belts, your boys got a win, hey? Mydale matched their point total from last season already this season. So trending in the right direction. I know we really japped their Steve Lindenbach, the captain there, about chiseling earlier in the year. I guess he had a legit hat trick on the weekend in their win. So only chiseled one apple, but he had a 4-point night for the Bantam Mustangs. So another player of the week nominee out in the Big Six. Big Sexy.
I got one. We don't give a lot of love to these guys. The Radisson Wheat Kings in their win 7-2 over Neilberg on the weekend from the Sask Prairie. Little bit of love. Candidate number 44 in the program, Hayden Sabadash. One goal, two assists. It's a good hockey handle, Sabadash. So Hayden, little Sask Prairie League nomination.
I got a... message sent in here for Wawota, the 15-16s. Pretty good at sending in nominees. Jesse Gabriel, 2 games this past weekend. 8 points. It's a good weekend for him. How about this one, though? Friend of the program, son of former guest Doug Sauter, Kent Sauter, suiting up for the Wawota 15-16s. 1 game, 2 assists, 21 penalty minutes.
Ooh.
Wow.
Kent making his presence felt with the 15-16. So on this, all over the score sheet. I want to look it up and see what he did to get 21 minutes. I'm going to think a 10-minute misconduct of some sort.
Twin Rivers nomination from the Dalmany Sabres and their 11-2 win over Waldheim. Got to give a plug to 7 assists, no goals. I don't know. He could be a chiseler. So if he is, you guys can razz him a bit. Chance Adrian for Dalmany had 7 helpers. Craig Leverton, he had 2 and 2 for Dalmany. So there's a couple from Dalmany. Eric Price, 2, 1 and 3. We see you there, what you're doing there, number 22.
Looks like Kent Sauter is serving a suspension at this current time.
Don't play, you'll lose some W's.
He ain't scared. 2 apples, yeah.
Probably give him a tarp. You'll walk around during a sussy
game misconduct. 10 minutes for fighting and 5 minutes for fighting. 2 minutes for instigator. 2 minutes for cross checking. This is all on the. That's all on the same play.
He just lost it.
He's got to be. He's got to get the tarp.
Gotta.
And they won like 12-2. So, yeah, we can give Kent a tarp.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ken Sauter.
Suspended.
The world needs more Ken Sauters.
Yeah, they
Kent
do.
Or Kent?
Kent. Let's put Kent a T Kent. On the end of that. Kent.
Ken. Brandon. Kenny Barbie.
Gold Seesaw. Jacket. So that's our Yeah, that's our player of the week. In terms of game of the week, I mentioned it earlier. I'm just going to stick with what I said for Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. We've got Birch Hills Beardies this weekend in the Twin Rivers, two of the top teams. And I got to give it one more quick plug because this upcoming week, next week, I guess, week from now, big live action auction action up in Saskatoon. Going to be a full house. Come down, have some complimentary food. Maybe Uncle Brando will buy you a cocktail or something like that. And bid on some stuff. It's going to be
Let me know when you guys are cleaning out a construction plate. I need some outside doors for the lake. New doors I need. Let me know when you guys got that going on.
Keep my eye open.
Let me know if there's any schools. Any schools going under. I'd like, you know what I would really like as a kid, just to sleep on it? A high jump mat.
Oh, yeah.
Really comfortable.
Yeah.
Might have some school buses.
I was terrible at high jump.
Oh, school buses ride like shit.
Yeah, they're not good.
I don't want to talk about elementary track because I was a plumber too. I was terrible.
Oh, that's so slow, but I thought I was so dead.
Ball throw for accuracy, I was decent.
I could chuck the shot.
Throw the ball through the tire tube.
Nothing more nervous than running the 4x100 in grade like 7 or 8 at Griffith Stadium or the field house and having to get that freaking baton and then having to hand the baton. Like, that's intense shit for a grade 7 and 8 kid.
Like, when I did triple jump, I was just hoping I would hit the sand.
For some reason, we didn't do triple jump.
Well, probably.
You're confusing.
It is rolled in there.
It's an awful looking. It's an awful looking event.
Bad sport. Anyway,
track and field update.
Track and field update.
For Essex, top 10 Tigers.
Brought to you by the Saskatchewan High School Athletics Association. Check out a high school sport near you. Hey, before we get into our top 10, want to remind teams to let us know if you're interested in the Great Western beer deal. You're going to be drinking regardless. That's can you imagine a senior hockey team who didn't have any cocktails after? I know Crawford doesn't usually buy them, but.
Great story. One of the pigeons in the syndicate golf this year, he meant to play senior. Oh, and I want to say, I can't give the name out because I'm not sure if it's him. He went to play senior and it was, the town was dry, no bar, right? I can't remember the town. This is probably early 2000s. So he goes and plays, has a good game. Then they bring in this cooler at the end of the game. So he's like, oh, right on. Have a cold one. They start throwing out. They're like, hey, what do you want? Sprite, root beer, Coke, what do you want? And he's like, beer? Oh, no, we don't do that here. No, we got any kind of pop you want, though. He was like,
Are you kidding me?
I also heard on the weekend that Dinsmore did not supply 016s, fellas. That's the rumor. So those guys got to pick it up over there.
Last week for the shame. Dynamos.
Yeah, for shame. Good. Get in the deal, boys.
Yeah, message us. We'll get the GW rep in contact with you. Like I said, you're going to be drinking unless you're in that one town that likes pop. But message us. We'll get you hooked up. Top 10.
If you are in that town that likes pop, then go get the Last Mountain deal. Right. Get some cherry whiskey or dip the root in your beer Pepsi. Schnapps.
Yeah.
Anything from Last Mountain Distillery. Thanks to them for always sponsoring the pod as well.
Sneak a flask in.
This is the General Well Servicing Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
All right. Senior Hockey Top 10. Let's get into it. It's for General Well Servicing. If you're looking for work, steady income with a great locally owned company, day group of companies out in the Carnduff area, and more specifically, General Well Servicing. Always hiring. Tell them the Nooner sent you. You'll get a proven reference right there just by mentioning us.
All right, boys, let's fire up the HMs, the honorable mentions this week. We'll start with the Mooseman Rangers, Team Moose Jaw, the Kyle Red Stags, and Rock City. Give those four some HMs this week.
Number 10.
Let's get into the top 10. At number 10, their first ever spot in the senior hockey top 10 for General Well Servicing. My boys from the Res, Beardies, the Willow Cree Chiefs.
Number 9.
We put these guys in last week and they got a W. passed the old eyeball test on the road, 6-3. They go into Theodore. The Langenberg Warriors, you guys are sticking around.
Number 8.
These guys moved up a little bit from last week. We're going to slip on out west. The Wainwright Weapons coming in at number 8.
Number 7.
From the Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League. They don't have a rank, but they're a good squad. The Grenfell Spitwagons, number 7.
Number 6.
The Davidson Cyclones. You guys had to convince me a little bit on that one, but we'll see how they make out. The first time I think they've been this highly ranked on the Nooner Top 10. We'll see how they hold up.
Number 5.
Big jump at number 5 for these guys, Boz's boys, the Wadena Boston Creams.
Number 4.
From the Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League again. They were in last week. We're not quite sure on the eyeball test because we haven't seen them play live. But they keep winning hockey games. So number 4, the Balcarres Bronx.
Number 3.
Jumping back into the Super League. And you make sure you say their name correctly. It's not Wynyard, allegedly. It's Wynyard. Wynyard. No yard. Wynyard Monarchs. They are a wagon. They're looking great this year.
Number 2.
Coming in at number 2, these guys are where they should be. Maybe they should be a little bit higher. Didn't move much, well, at all from last week. The Kindersley Senior Clippers.
The number 1 senior hockey team in the province.
Yeah, it's like a 1A, 1B thing because number 1 still undefeated in that league. We're not quite sure how long they'll stay there. We want them to go like A or B in provincials as well this year. But the number 1 team in the province again this week, the Kinniston Blizzards.
Little strange, fellas. Drake is out. I don't think we've had a show in the last year, seniors, that we haven't mentioned Drake in the top 10. So this is a little bit of a change. A little bit of a change.
True.
Little bit of Green Day, Time of Your Life as we go out here. A little sad song for the meets.
All good things come to an end. You know what, though? I think Kinniston-Kindersley, I think they're tightening up. I think that 1 and 2 is a lot tighter than some might think. And if Kinniston doesn't make a statement against Dinsmore, maybe end in a 4-4 tie this weekend, you could see Kindersley jump up and take over.
Or no Belcaris. More ties. Change the rule.
Hey, don't forget, every week, Friday, listen to 620 CKRM and Michael Ball in the Sports Cage for the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Report. That comes up every Friday, 620 CKRM on the AM dial.
Hope you had the time of your life. Later.